Hello, and welcome back to the big quiz of the year 2006.
Let me just remind you about July and August. No, he's not doing the gags. Fuck off.
Jimmy, I'm sorry, but he was better than you.
Guy had something.
He had a warmth and compassion that Jimmy lacks.
He had an offbeat delivery. I loved it. I like Guy.
Guy. Yeah.
Where's Guy?
He's got a lovely little face.
He was really smiley and friendly. We felt warmed by him.
He had a vibe. I'd call it a vibe.
Did you think he
Why have you usurped Guy?
Bring back Guy. Bring back Guy. Guy.
Just whoa. Oh, you can all fuck off.
I can't help wondering how Guy would have phrased that question.
He'd have ended it with a big smile and we'd all have felt included in the mirth.
The great thing with Guy, you don't see him popping up on every other bloody show.
he does a lot of voiceover work, though, doesn't he, Rob?
So shoot me. Squirt for squirt, Fairy cleans more dishes than any other liquid. Too late for a comeback. Right. Thank you.
Guy would have had a zinger ready.
This round is all about the music of the last 12 months. Kate Bush triumphantly returned to the stage after a 35-year absence. For those of you too young to remember, Bush was very big in the 70s. Cheryl Cole changed her name to Cheryl Fernandez Versini, finally putting her first marriage behind her. Cheryl can now get back to doing what she does best, tearfully hugging terrible singers. Too harsh? Not harsh enough. Simon Cowell became a father this year. Simon reportedly told the baby, "I've been waiting all my life for you," before Cheryl added, "You've got star quality," and Louis Walsh compared him to a young Ronan Keating. Cowell named the baby Eric before pairing him with another baby because he just felt they looked right together.
That was nice.
It was all right, wasn't it?
No. Keep it moving.
You upset her now. You upset her, you upset me. Let's go, Jim. Chip shop will be shut.
Who managed to set a new world record after spending 71 days crying in the B&Q? Richard and Noel, what have you put as your answer to this question?
Your mum.
Was it your mum? No, seriously, was it your mum?
I feel like a supply teacher at a rough school.
Sir, it was so your mum.
Girl in your head, and look at the card. Does it say your mum? No, seriously though, is it your mum?
I saw your mum in B&Q, sir. By the garden furniture.
She's like bawling her eyes out by the garden furniture.
No, sir, I did see her.
It's your mum.
She was by the garden furniture.
That was your mum.
She's getting the real cheap shit as well.
That was your mum, yeah.
They're really mean to me. They're bullying me.
It was your mum, though.
So when's Mr. Rogers back? Because he's like a good teacher.
Mr. Rogers isn't coming back. He's dead.
Did your mum kill him? I heard your mum killed him during sex.
Okay.
So the question is,
what separates Charlie Sheen?
Now I think the question was, can you name one attribute that separates Charlie Sheen from us mere mortals, right?
Yes.
So I could correctly answer no and get the point.
Well, you're applauding someone being very weaselly. Yes, you could, but it's not in the spirit of this game.
All right.
And we said he can make a hamburger shape out of his willy.
Ooh!
Because if you... You know, like when I was playing with yours and I sort of folded it. And then we pretended it was a hamburger and I just...
I don't recall...
Maybe it was a dream.
My daughter, David's her favourite author, and now I've got a show of that because she wants to see me on TV.
Is it inconsistent with writing children's books? But yes, you can do that. You can make all kinds of amazing shapes. I mean, it's hard with yours because it's tiny, but if you've got a normal size one, you can make lots of things, hamburgers, etc.
Cocktail burger.
So are we talking about ways you can mutilate your penis?
The final of BBC's Bodyguard was watched by 17 million people. Due to a misunderstanding over language, some American viewers thought the two leads had an inappropriate relationship. Why?
Does Home Secretary mean mother in American?
You are so, so close to the right answer there.
Ah. Just put incest.
Okay, next I wanted to know why some American viewers were confused about the relationship between two lead characters in The Bodyguard. Okay, what have you gone for, Michelle?
Incest. Dating.
Yeah. We said related. They
were
related.
That is the same deal, and you've gone with...
We put Baby Shark, but I said incest. That's the strangest sentence I've said.
Okay, so, yes, some Americans were confused because when he says ma'am, a lot of Americans thought he meant mum.
Ah.
So have a look at some of the tweets. The whole time I've been thinking David Budd in The Bodyguard has been saying mum, but it's ma'am. Thank God. Really made me think I was watching a show with a ton of incest in it.
Incest's fine, it's just a ton of incest that's bad.
It's when the incest becomes too heavy.
He did all his chores.
That would have been a great strap line, wouldn't it? He's really done all his chores.
Yeah.
One final chore left to do.
And if he does it well, we're all going on a blatant picnic.
Also, there's far too much kind of friendliness between them for a standard English mother-son relationship.
I mean, to be honest, I would say if they were a mother and son, it starts, so you'd say their relationship is too formal. It's not a healthy
relationship.
And then it becomes affectionate, but in the wrong way. Without an intervening period of a sort of healthy family dynamic.
Yes.
Yeah, sometimes you overcorrect and then you swing back.
Yeah, they definitely overcorrect, don't they? That
was last night, I overcorrected your mum. Well, overcorrected your mum last night, Jimmy. I overcorrected her in the car park behind the bins.
Sex and the City, the movie.
But that is what it's called, and it's not just called Sex and the City, it's called Sex and the City, the movie.
Is there
and
a hyphen?
Anyone has got just Sex and the City, that is not the title, that is the name of the TV show.
Sorry, weirdly, you're standing in the wrong place. You're sitting down over there, but you should be presenting the show because
you're what so you're in saying is what everybody at home is thinking.
Yeah. I tell you what, you took his head off there.
Okay, Sex and the City. I will accept Sex and the City, the movie, as an answer, but Sex and the City is the correct answer.
No, it's not. Sex and the City, the movie, is the correct answer. Sex and the City is a TV show on HBO. We're either doing this properly or we're not, Jim. If we're not doing it properly, we'll all go home. Right, well, you've seen how I feel about Sergeant, and I'm showing you how I feel about this. Me and Sean came to play.
Yeah.
Which is clear. Highfalutin,
moral high ground, an abomination. Why don't you just write that down for every answer and get a point each time?
Dara, I've got no beef for you. Don't make one. Yeah. You don't want to make one, okay? I've got no beef for you.
I'm stepping up here. I'm stepping up here.
I'll deal with him.
You take Dara.
That was my idea.
It doesn't say the movie.
It doesn't say the movie on the poster.
Which means you should lose a point.
No, this.
He's got a point, James. He's got a point.
This is not the film poster.
Yes, it is.
That is not the poster for the film.
That is a poster for the film.
It isn't.
It is. Get carried away.
Of course it isn't, because it hasn't got the blurb and the
bottom. It is, though.
It isn't, though.
Weirdly, though, it is.
But weirdly, it isn't.
Well, that's amazing, because it is.
Stop
off. Go.
Me. It isn't. It hasn't got anything.
Come on.
Sorry, Daddy, stop fighting.
Go.
Get out. Go. Get out, you two.
What do you want to happen, you two? What do you want to happen?
Happy them to have the point, but I'm not happy for you to say that that is the film poster. It's not. Don't stand there with your arms folded.
All right.
I'll be honest, James. I'm not that bothered.
You needed some backing up there.
I appreciate it,
James. I'm willing to be the bigger man about this and say that you're right. That isn't the film poster.
I love
and
that.
I lied. Let's move on. Right, let's get started. Here are some questions for you. In May, Prince Harry married Meghan Markle at a star-studded wedding in Windsor. Elton John, Tom Hardy and the Beckhams were all there, but can you name three American celebrities that attended?
Other than who? Can you...
Other than Elton John, not American, Tom Hardy, not American, the Beckhams,
all right, okay,
not
okay.
American.
Thank you. Yeah.
In September, two men were accused of poisoning a former Russian spy in the UK. They claimed to be tourists, but what specific tourist attraction did they claim they were here to see? And there's a bonus point if you can get the exact measurement. It was like the shittiest bit in a Bond movie ever.
Yeah.
The ending? You already seem disappointed in us.
I'm thrilled you're here. Can't believe my luck.
I can't believe you can.
How many years have you two been competing together? Because you've never won.
I have won twice.
Did
was
you?
I here?
Oh, no, that was no. Russell.
Right, next question. Brexit dominated the headlines, confusing many, including actor Danny Dyer, who described it as a mad riddle that nobody understands. But what did he claim David Cameron had done in the aftermath of Brexit?
This is sick. You write on here. It comes out.
I know.
You remember those things when you were little up and around and
Who's in love
Mo,
with
no? Don't ever go. That's the technology we're working
can,
with.
Can we rub it out? How do no. we rub it out?
Mo, it is not acceptable to rub one out on the show. In June, Donald Trump met North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, the first time the heads of America and North Korea have ever met. Before sitting down to talk, what did Trump ask photographers to do?
What did he ask photographers to do?
Yeah, he asked photographers to do something. I'll give you a clue. He asked them to do something that was pretty much going to be impossible, but he asked them to do something. Just as they were sitting down for the summit meeting, he said, photographers, tell me
out. Can you like me? Make us...
OK, lastly, for this first round, why was the world transfixed to hear the news of 13 wild boars in the summer?
B-O-A-R-S.
Yeah, wild boars.
Not just boring.
Where was this?
Where was it?
Where were they roaring?
Well, that would give the whole thing away. If I gave you a location...
Wait, is this that Thai cave thing?
Well, if you say them out loud rather than writing them down, you can sometimes give it away to the other teams, yeah. Michelle.
Some people would say that would be more televisual. You know, some quizzes, they do that, don't they, on television? People just say the answers out loud rather than watch footage of them writing them down.
I'm very happy with you, Michelle.
OK, we finished the quiz. We can go.
Yeah.
Night-night.
Round one, and you know it's round one, stop it. Right, time for the first set of answers. First up, I asked you if you could name three American celebrities who attended Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's wedding. Michelle, surely you got these.
Yeah, George Clooney, Oprah, Serena and Meghan.
It's a very good answer, yes. Meghan Markle was there, who's a huge celebrity.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, you guys love suits.
Specifically, Prince Harry loves suits.
Yeah.
He used it like Tinder.
Yeah. I just thought you meant suits in general. I was sitting there like, no, I don't like suits.
Claudia Mo, what did you get?
Same. Oprah, Serena, George.
OK. Richard and Noel.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
OK, what did you get?
Well, I put Columbo.
And, I followed that up with Kanye. And then I got bored and wrote Roger Fucksword.
And also Dick Van Dyke. Because I don't know if he was there. Was he there?
I think he's dead.
No.
No, he's alive.
He's alive.
He nearly died and he got saved by dolphins, remember? On a Lilo.
What?
Dick Van Dyke. True story.
Your problem is you've cried wolf too many times.
Oh, my God. Dick, but can someone vouch for me? Dick Van Dyke on a Lilo, fell asleep, woke up,
Google
too
it.
Far out, dolphins pushed him back to shore.
Thanks, dolphins, thanks for getting me back to shore.
My girlfriend said she wanted me to tease her. I said, all right, fatty,